latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
As the courts are investigating whether or not there is a case to answer to in relation to the award for the contract to operate the Chiringuito beach bars of Orihuela, the current councillor for the coast, Martina Scherer, has defended her actions after she revealed some surprising details about the previous pending tender. The former councillor for the coast, Pedro Mancebo, has taken up the fight to criticise a contract which some people feel may have been rigged in order to ensure that only one company could apply. As previously reported, part of the issue was the inclusion that the successful company had the Q4 quality accreditation, which none of the other applying companies had. However, the contract also called for the successful company to have the ISO accreditations, again, which none of the other applicant companies did. Mancebo has claimed that the contract had already been prepared during his tenure in the role of councillor and that his version should have been used, rather than the revised contract which was awarded. However, the Mancebo-created contract also has requirements for the ISO accreditation, which would have still excluded those companies which were not successful, irrespective of the Q status. In addition, the Mancebo draft also required bidding companies to have a 3-year proven track record in a similar business with takings of at least €600,000 per year. Criticism had also been levied towards Scherer for losing Orihuela money, as her version of the contract was valued at €350,000. The successful company bid was slightly higher than the minimum amount. Details in the Mancebo contract reveal that his version was just €321,000, lower than the now awarded contract. In addition, the current contract is for a 4-year period, extendable in 1-year blocks for a maximum of 3 years, whereas the Mancebo version was for a fixed period of 10 years. Scherer therefore states that if the allegation that her contract loses money over the 4 to 7 year period, then the Mancebo draft would have lost even more and for a longer period. It's not yet clear if the courts will decide if there is a case to answer to or not. For her part, Scherer believes her conscience to be clear and that everything has been meticulously checked to ensure compliance. But in the midst of claims and allegations being made public, the facts can only speak for themselves as the documentary evidence comes to light through the correct and legal channels. For more details on this story and specifics of the contract award, visit the website www.theleader.info.